This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The old net neutrality battle is playing out in a new way this week. It's happening in a Washington, D.C. appeals court, and it's related to a fight between the Federal Communications Commission and Verizon. The case could impact our broadband internet access. Joining us to talk about this is Marketplace reporter Mark Garrison. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Ben.
So what's the core of this case?
Well, it deals basically with the challenge that you talk about all the time here on Tech when you have fast-moving technology clashing with the far slower-moving institutions of law and regulation. Now, the heart of this, as you mentioned, is the concept of net neutrality. The FCC basically says internet providers like Verizon, they have to be neutral, and that means no matter what website you or I want to access,
Sure. Our
internet provider is supposed to give it to us at basically the same speed they would deliver any other website. Now, that is basically how the internet has always worked. Verizon and the cable companies that sell broadband access, they've recently had a problem with that kind of arrangement because some content, like streaming movies and such, it takes up a lot more bandwidth. They want to give certain content priority over others and possibly to charge companies like Netflix for it.
Uh-huh.
Christopher Yu is a University of Pennsylvania law professor who is skeptical of the concept of net neutrality.
What network providers would like to do is to be able to deprioritize file transfers, for example, that no one's going to look at right away, or if there's a split-second delay, no one will even notice, and actually to give a higher priority to things like Netflix, which if you have a hiccup, you just simply won't watch.
So Verizon is in court saying, essentially, we own the pipes and the government shouldn't tell us what to do with them.
Okay, so what do supporters of net neutrality say?
Now, for them, it's about fairness. At its best, the internet is a place where anybody can put forth an idea or try to build a business and reach the entire world. Tim Wu is a Columbia University law professor credited with coining the phrase net neutrality some decade ago, and he worries that if internet providers can charge fees and discriminate, new companies might not be able to compete.
Most of the important internet companies who exist today, whether it's Google or Facebook, might not have had a chance without net neutrality because they would have had to start making a deal with Verizon or something.
By the way, I spoke to Tim Wu on Skype, one of the new technologies that's part of this debate. The court battle, it's really just the latest between internet providers and the FCC about net neutrality, and we'll watch to see where it goes.
All right. Mark Garrison of Marketplace. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.